In terms of how much preparation goes into this, can you give us a feel for how much do you plan before you come to a home, and then how much of a break do you get once you're done with one?
Good question, Doug. As far as planning, I try not to really think of anything that I'm going to do until I meet that family, and I stay true to that. We do send in, a couple of weeks ahead of time, we send in our locations crew and some people working with the contractor. The whole finding the contractor the day before demo, that's television.
Okay.
Right.
That's for entertainment. we could never ask a contractor to drop whatever he's doing. You know, Capital Homes worked very hard and long to make this thing happen in 7 days. And they should be rewarded for that. That's not something that you just pick up and start to do, as we know from building our own stuff. And then I'm heading to Camp Barnabas tomorrow for a couple of days to help do some volunteer work down there. That's a place we built a camp for disabled children last year. And I'm heading down there with Preston for a couple of days. And then next week I am someplace else. I'll be building a home someplace else. So there's our time schedule.
So they just line them up 1 week after the other until you've got the season done?
Pretty much. Well, no. We'll have, you know, sometimes we'll have 10 days off. Sometimes 3 days off. It really depends. We are still a bunch of vagabonds going around the country building homes, not knowing where we're going next.
Wow, that's exciting too. And you got to keep the mystery going on, especially not wanting to reveal the secrets until it's time. That's awesome. As far as stress control,
I just think you have to.
I mean, there is pure adrenaline to see that beautiful home on Thursday, going out there and watching all of the plants and shrubbery being put in by all the volunteers. It was like watching one of those fast forward movies, just putting the movie on fast forward. It was beautiful. But I'm thinking, okay, there had to be along the way with all of these homes glitches that, you know, we got to hear about on the TV, but I mean, seriously, behind the scenes, things that, you know, maybe Hollywood can't cover or whatever, that weren't coming together, maybe rain coming in.
Yeah, I mean, certainly one of my projects looked like something that a sixth grader wouldn't have brought home at about Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, and it finally came around, but that was with the help of many people. You know, there's lessons in failures as well as lessons in success, and we got to really look at both of them, the same, because you can't have one without the other. I make mistakes every single day, and we're trying actually, I think, to cover a few more of those. So everything you watch in this next season, our fourth season, will be very, very real on problems that arise and you know, whether or not I can put a roof on a fort for the kids, or whether we should, you know, do it or not do it. So it's very frustrating sometimes. It's very difficult to know exactly how it is going to turn out, you know. So, yeah, it's a tough one.